transitive verbs, right? A transitive verb requires an object. Now, in Hebrew, you identify a direct object by the usage of the word et. I call it a marker for direct object. However, it is a preposition and it declines. Okay? On your declension of prepositions, you should have it. Okay? Ani pogesh et hamore basifriya. Okay? I use et here because pugesh is a verb that requires, right? It's a transitive verb. It requires an object. When I say ani pugesh, it's not like ani yoshev, right? When I sit, right? Ani yoshevet, done. However, when I meet somebody else. So, whom do I meet? I meet et ha more. So this is a definite a definite direct object. Okay, a definite. I have ha. So et will always come before ha. Okay? אני רואה את דני ואופר יום יום. אני רואה את before proper names. Proper names are definite articles. Okay? Proper names and definite articles, we use et in front of them. And et is obviously required because of the verb. It's a transitive verb. Seda?
I see.
Nachon. Yeah, I see. You can say that. Ah, ani ro'a. But it's ellipsis.
Yes.
Okay, you know what ellipsis means? Yeah. Because what do you see exactly? Well, people, because they just told you a story and you say, ah, I see, right? Because, ah, I see what you're saying. Yes? Okay.
So
there is one more position, there is one more occurrence for direct object that is a definite one that people do not necessarily identify them as one. אני פוגש את המורה בספרייה, and I want to say את המורה שלי. Okay? You know that ha will come before, if I have a possessive, separate possessive, I will put ha, ha'ima shali, ha'aba shali, ha'ach shali, ha'safta shali. Yeah? Okay. So, if I want to say it in one word, remember the ha is falling, right? Ha'sefer shali. Sifri, right? The vowels change a little bit, and I take the suffix and I plug it in, right? Mm-hmm. On Sifri, the vowels have changed. You've learned in book 3, the first chapter, when the noun doesn't change its vowels. But there is a group of nouns that the vowels do change. We spoke about how you can find those changes. One would be accumulation of vocabulary from here, the other will be opening a dictionary and looking for the forms. Seda? Now, Sifri. So, Ani. Now, I don't need to say any because I'm going to use a verb. The past is Matsati. It's Sifri. Okay? So, a possessive noun, okay? A noun that is declined with a possessive pronoun is a definite article. Because it's wine, it's not just a book on the shelf. Ani Matsati et Sifri al. Everybody knows what balagan is in Hebrew? Mm-hmm.
No.
Mess. Balagan. Balagan is a word that was borrowed from Greek.
And it means what?
Mess.
Mess.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Huh? Okay. So,
not tidy.
My desk is messy, and I found the book, not on the shelf, but rather on my desk. That's a big mess. Say that? So, et in all of these three occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you spell balagan?
Just like you hear it. Balagan.
Okay.
Say that? Yes. Okay, balagan. Now, it also, I told you, declines. So instead of אני פוגש את המורה שלי בספרייה, how can I say את המורה שלי? In English, you say the same thing. I meet my teacher in the library. I meet
המורה
is masculine.
המורה?
No. Okay, this is what I said. When you do, look. When you do mori, you do not use ha. The ha is falling. There is no ha. It's either ha sefer sheli synthetic analytically or sifuri. Never ha. Okay, so this is not one of them. I want you to focus on the declension of it. When it is a direct object,
oto.
It's a masculine feature. So ani pogesh. Where is my? What happens to ota? Will be
Mapik
in the hay. Okay? Don't forget that that's how you can identify the high position. Otanu. Et. Nachon, it goes back to et. Etchem. Etchem. Ve.
Etem.
Otan.
Otam.
Otan. Okay? That's a declension of that preposition. Okay. Now, this is considered in Hebrew direct object. Sometimes in Hebrew, the verb requires a preposition that is not it. It and another preposition cannot go together. It is a preposition. Okay? And you know, for example, how do you say, let me see, for the teacher helps his students.
Amore.
Amore. Ose. Ose. Azar. Okay. Helped or is helping?
Student or
Requires it. Sometimes the transitive verbs require a different preposition. And this is where Mark Berger will tell you it's a pain in the neck. Because the verb azah always goes with let.
Ozer
le. Azar le. אני עוזרת ל. אנחנו עוזרים ל. So when you have le, you will not have et.
Is the thinking that the et concept is included in the
verb?
No.
It's not thought of in that way.
And I'll tell you what. This is called direct object. This is called in Hebrew indirect object.
Oh, it's the same in English, actually.
Hold on. It's not exactly, because he helps someone in English would be direct object.
But the meaning...
Because you don't have lay in Hebrew in English.
But the meaning of helps, then, the translation of helps in Hebrew is different than the translation in English.
So
I guess that's how I think of it.
Okay, and that makes it hard for English speakers. Because you need now, from now on, you need to pay attention to the verb. And if the verb uses a different preposition, that means that that preposition is attached to the meaning of the verb. For example, להסתכל במשהו is the proper preposition for to look at something. To look at something is להסתכל ב. You're puzzled.
For instance, with kiva,
כבוד ל. כיבה ל. אני מקווה לטוב. מקווה לטוב. From התקווה, right? Hope for the best.
So it would be the same type of...
Yeah, לכבוד. The verb is לכבוד, right?
Yeah.
That's right. לכבוד ל.
So is that not called a transitive verb then?
It is a transitive.
It is a transitive verb.
Don't forget now, it's a transitive. Some transitives require direct object with it. Some would require indirect object with le.
What does transitive mean then for a verb? I thought it meant a direct...
Requires an object.
An object.
It's either direct or
indirect. I got it, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, do you understand how the blocks work?
No, I totally understand.
Okay, so you have a verb. A verb is either transitive or non-transitive. The transitive either they take direct object or indirect object. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Are
so,
you okay
yeah.
with that? Okay, I want to give you an example of a verb that takes different prepositions and the meaning change with each preposition.
Yeah.
Okay? What?
Those prepositions, she connects the two things. Or never, sorry.
Hold on, she is not a preposition. Because she alone doesn't decline. So she is that and is starting a subordinate sentence. Okay? להאמין. מה זה להאמין?
To believe.
Right. The basic meaning is to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You say, and the root is? Amen. Which binyan?
P-L.
P-L. You have a yod here.
Oh.
In between.
I'm thinking
right?
Amen.
And you have a hey. Yifif. Remember, this yod is part of the template of Fifi. Okay? It doesn't go anywhere in the Shemboi. Okay, so in the song that we say in the very, very first book, Ani ma'amin be'emuna shelema bevi'at ha-mashiach ani ma'amin, right? Ani ma'amin, ani ma'amin. What does it mean? I believe
in.
No, I believe in, right? I believe in the coming of the Messiah. Be'emunah shelema. With the true, with the full belief.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect with. Ah. So, be'emunah shelema.
That's not good for us.
So, be'emunah would be an adverb. Fully. Okay?
Yeah.
With,
well,
okay? So ma'amin be is believe in. I believe in you as students. I believe in your intellect. I believe in your potential. Ani ma'amina batalmidim sheli. I believe in something. But my son is a teenager and he is a sneak. And he will tell me all sorts of lies and I need to decide whether I want to believe him or not. Right? So then I will use leha'amin, ani ma'amina, okay? Ani ma'amina, le, lecha. I believe you. But I believe in you versus I believe you. To believe someone for what they say, for the content of what they say, leha'amin le. Okay? So leha'amin will take either be or le. Be will mean I believe in something, and leha'amin le is believe to someone.
So if you also then decline the be, so becha and...
Beautiful. So now we're going to talk about the declension of these prepositions. We learn preposition declension.
Right.
Now you know why you learn them. Because if, just like we reconstructed these sentences, instead of et amore, we said oto, and instead of dali ve'ofer otam, and instead of tzifri, I said oto, right? Et ima ota, and we went through that declension. Yeah, these also decline. Okay? That's why you needed to learn block by block by block by block, and now you expand your sentences. Okay? Now, there is another reason why you need to do that. Vayomer, Adonai, Moshe, Lemor, Daber, El, Bnei Israel, okay?
What is that you put next to the book?
I made my yods this way, halfway. So I made my own line for the yod. So you know it's a yod and not a vav or a nusafit. So that's how I do also crossword puzzles in Hebrew. I made my yod this way because the cube is too small. And they can get confused. Okay. So what type of a sentence is this in English?
Declarative, yes.
Direct speech, right? Adonai, that's it in modern Hebrew. This is biblical. So now it starts with a verb. So now I'm going to put this the subject first. Who said Adonai? Vayomer. This is future tense. This is about conversive.
Right.
Past tense. Amar. El Moshe, I can do le Moshe.
Right.
Right? We do not repeat. Lemor. This is a biblical style. Vayomer lemor.
Yeah.
Right? He basically said, modern Hebrew would say it only once. Adonai amar lemoshe, you can even put in parentheses, kach. Lemor, as if he says, this is what you should tell. To say. To say what?
Daber.
Daber. It's called, what kind of form is daber?
Papir.
Pier tzibui. Daber libnei Israel. Okay, remember acronym or abbreviations and then quotation marks. So this is a direct speech, right? Now I want to transfer it to indirect speech. So this is direct speech. And I want to do it to indirect speech. I went to my sister and I told her, listen, if you want to know this by heart, you need to do 1, 2, 3. My sister goes to my mom, and she tells her, you know what she told me? She told me that if I want to succeed, then I need to do 1, 2, 3. Okay? What did I use? That. So now, indirect speech now, I want to change, instead of saying, this is what he said, he said that he should speak to them. Okay? So Adonai, I'll say that. Adonai amar le Moshe she yedaber. You go to the future. Okay? We use she.
What is the youth for?
Future.
The future of what?
Amar.
Bnei Israel.
Yedaber. No.
Amar.
Listen, Coleman. You tell your son. What was his name?
Leo.
Leo, right. So you tell your son, Leo, go to bed now. Leo doesn't want to go to bed. He goes to mom and says, that's it, I need to go to bed now. Dad said that I need to go to bed. You told him, go to bed. But he said, Dad said that I want to go to bed. Okay? That's the transition you're making here.
I don't know where the yud comes in.
But this is, because this is imperative. Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
Who? Okay.
Yes, exactly. That he should speak to them.
So the conjugation is for whatever the subject is.
That's right.
I mean,
yeah, that's right.
Even though the he isn't there.
Now, the concept is exactly like it is in English.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's exactly like in English. So don't change anything from the English when you translate it. You understand?
Except English would need he. No, it wouldn't. Never mind.
No, because it refers to Moshe. He said that I need to go to bed.
Yeah, but told Moshe to go to bed. It's not...
Okay, so
it's
let's
not
say
like
it
okay, here you go. So
say.
let's take a different sentence.
In English, if you said, he said to Moses that he needs to go to bed,
Ima
has to have he in it, and Hebrew doesn't.
Ima amra la yeladim. Ima amra la yeladim. Asu shiurei. Bait, do your homework. Ve'achar kach asu shiur bait, ve'achar kach sachaku. First do your homework, then later you can play. Okay? Mom said to the kids, do your homework and later you can play, and later play. These are all order forms, because in direct speech you tell people what to do, basically. In direct speech you tell people what to do. What did the mother say to the kids? I'm asking you, what did the mother say to the kids? She said, say it in English for a minute. Say it in English.
She said that.
She said that.
You should do your homework.
That the kids should do their homework. That they should do their homework before they play. And later they play. They can play.
So he amra sha'asu.
She.
She.
That they should, in the future, they shall do.
Right?
Because when you say imperative, it means that the action is not going to take place now. It will take place in a few minutes. So it's in the future through the action. Do you understand?
So why didn't you have an et? Or this to the she speaks to the children.
And
why?
If,
yeah.
Because we don't say amar et. We say amar let.
Okay.
It's like azar.
Okay.
Amar is another one of those verbs. Amar le, azar le. They are requiring let, and et does not go there. We do not have both.
But told, she told him to go to bed.
He amra lo lalech lishon. Or he amra lo she yalech lishon.
No, I understand. Okay. Right. It's the same structure with different verbs in Hebrew. In English, it's a different structure. She told him to go to bed. It's different. She said to him, you must... She said that he had to go to bed.
Nahon.
In English, there are two different structures. In Hebrew, it's the same structure for the different
verbs. In Hebrew, you can do also the two. היא אמרה להם לעשות שיעורי בית.
Okay.
ואחר כך לשחק.
Okay.
You can... Okay?
Mm-hmm. So, this is indirect.
This is direct.
Well, this is direct.
Direct. When you have quotation marks, it's direct.
And you can also tell that it's le. It's to, you're talking to something specific.
Nachon. Okay.
So you're using the imperative in that?
In direct speech I did, and in indirect speech I'm going to use the third form. That they will. Right, because I'm reporting, when you're reporting, you're reporting about them.
Something that movement that might happen, or is happening, or is, so it's in the future.
It's in the future, and it's a third person.
So indirect is future.
Well,
use the future tense in the indirect.
Nahon.
that you should go to the store.
Right? So instead of Ima amra la yeladim, I can say Ima amra lahem. Ima amra lahem. La'asot. Listen to both ways. I'm going to do the future first. Shek. Ya'asu. Shiure ba'it. Ve'achar kach. She'esachaku. Or, she can, Ima amra lahem. La'asot. To do homework. That's because of the nature of amar. La'asot shiurei bayit, ve'achar kach lesachek. Ve'achar kach, to do an abbreviation, lesachek. Okay, la'asot shiurei bayit, ve'achar kach, look at my abbreviations, lesachek.
But that doesn't work in all cases. That just works because in particular amar. You're saying something. Because so you need the lab as the direct, the lab instead of
she. Sure.
Right.
She would be specific.
But even when you're using amar earlier, you needed le instead of et.
No, yes,
that,
le and not et.
Related?
Le and not et.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in Hebrew, it wouldn't be that you should do your homework,
or yes.
You should do just home. You should do homework.
So right. So this, you will translate this sentence the same way that you will translate this. The translation will be the same. Mom said to them that they should do their homework and later they should play. And Yerushalayim told them to do their homework and then play.
To do homework. This wouldn't be
to do homework and
do.
Then
okay.
And later to play. Because
that's
okay.
That's different.
Slightly. What I wanted to show you is how the indirect object is also required, is a preposition that depends on the verb, and that it declines, it has its own declension. Direct object is always et, and indirect object is le. And you can decline the prepositions. Okay? And this was just one example of how you can do it, in what kind of structure you are you can do it.
Can you not?
Wait, we're not done yet.
But you're done with the moshe, right?
No, not the bottom.
The top. The
sometimes,
first line?
The first sometimes with the listening, sometimes
okay.
Listening we don't write.
Okay,
fine.
So here, go ahead. Can I erase this now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those of you who continue to 4, you will have an expansion of all this when you get to syntax. Okay, everybody done?